Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
It's been too Come, Rajin. It's me, La Rockman, and Rahim. Ashad we lay, illo, Lord. Ashad we lay, ni Muhammad al Rasulah. You only bear witness, and we testify again. There's no God but one God. His proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He has created this creation and planted everything in to test it, especially the human being. And that human being passed this test, what a reward that God said no man, no human ever set eyes on the reward that he want to give the human being for doing right. Now, that gives you, the human being, an opportunity to turn this life around. Because you can't lose with Allah. You're only going to lose with Satan and rejecting him. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the seal of all of the prophets. There's no prophet, there's no human being ever entered this world without getting permission from God. And never leave this earth without getting permission of the one who created it. So we're here tonight on the Block Talk radio station coming out of California. Honor the God is our name, Muhammad. I am one of his co-host workers here, Abdullah Akbar, and my wife, Daya Akbar, along with me, and also have Sujah Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and A. Muhammad coming out of Columbus, Georgia. These are the cohort workers that work here. We thank Allah for each and every one of them. We are here and we are sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad M. School. Coming, inshallah, to every neighborhood in America that want to bring children good messages. They're going to give them the encouragement to go into business and to do what they need for themselves and help others at the same time. I work and have their own business, have their own shop, have their own building, have their own planes in the sky, have their own ships over the high seas in business and doing a marvelous job in business. This is what we want, honest business people. But right now we got some of the most corrupt business people you ever seen. And Prophet Muhammad said, when the businessman come corrupt, you know that the judgment is near. And these businessmen have come so corrupt. Look at the gas. Look at the food. Look at clothes. Look at automobile. Oh, you going to tell me that what Prophet Muhammad said don't make no sense? He said, when the businessman becomes corrupt, you'll see the judgment coming. This is what Prophet Muhammad said. This is one of the signs of the judgment Prophet Muhammad spoke about. When you see the businessman come so corrupt, and we see the businessman throughout this country have come corrupt, but no matter what's insurance, gas, no matter what, light bill, gas bill, water bill, your food, your clothes, your shoes, the businessman has come corrupt. Anytime you sell more, you always try to bring the price down. This demon, he'll bring the price up. It may like it hardly any. So we see what Prophet Muhammad is saying in the last day. And Prophet Muhammad also said in the last day, you'll see people loving animals more than they do human beings. And you see the people all on TV and the commercial. You see people walking the street with animals. They are not walking with babies. They're not walking with their wives. They are walking with a dog, a four-legged dog, that clean himself with its tongue. And then that same dog turn around and lick you in your mouth or sit at your table and lick your baby all in your mouth. You gonna tell me you ain't sick? You need some help. And El Islam is the only book right now that can help you get back to being a human being. The Bible can point you towards being a human being, but it cannot lead you back to be a human being because in many cases have been tampered with. Anytime a book tells you that if somebody hits you on the right side, give your left side, that's something that's been tampered with. When we don't tell the army that, we don't tell the Navy or the Marines to turn the other cheek, nor do we tell the police department or we expect the police department to turn the other cheek. So all these lies were given, put in the book for the weak people to be walked on. And it looked like they done chose the African-American people, number one people that can be walked on, and keep the jailhouse filled up. We 30% of the population, but we 90% of the nation behind bars. Something wrong with that business. We ain't the baddest people. But our history don't show up. Well, we steal people and bring them to another land and work them for 1 year. We don't have that history. And the Bible said, when a man robbed God, and it goes on to say he robbed God of a whole people. Now, who do you think that's talking about? Who fit that glove? What glove that fit? So we the ones have been robbed. And that's why we own nothing in the neighborhoods we live in. Whatever African Americans live in, they control or own none or hardly any of the business in their neighborhood. Might not be in your neighborhood, but here in Georgia, the Mexican, the Chinese, the Jews, the Caucasian, everybody got business in our neighborhood. We got not one business in their neighborhood. Huh? Only business I see we have in our neighborhood that we sell, they sell drugs. Huh? Illegal business. Huh? All the illegal business in our neighborhood. So we had to change the who? Fathers of Iman Washington be Muhammad, who brought the light, who turned the light on, who brought the Quran and turned the light back on in the minds and the hearts of the people. And for those who listen, and those who genuine, for those who listen and not genuine, he brought judgment, he brought understanding that will be a last day, there will be a day that you will meet the one who created you. He brought that, and that whatever we have done in this world is determined where that one we meet in the next world put us in. So we are tonight on this Rock Talk radio station. We like to open up with a prayer. We started kind of late, no nobody at home. So now we're gonna open up with a prayer. I'll have five times. First, we will say it in the Arabic language, the most beautiful language. And then we are translating in the English translation so we all can enjoy this because we all basically speak English. So I said, Humili Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbilai Amin, Rahman Rahim, Malik Yomidin, Iyakan Abud Iyakan Asaim, Adinis Rato Musakim. Sarat Oladin Hayan to Oli Him. Glory Magdu be Oli Him. Waladoni Aydin. We seek protection from Satan, the rejected enemy, the one who can cast out with the name of God. Most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the cherishing sustainer of all worlds. Allah is most gracious. Allah is most merciful. He is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. He alone do we worship, and that aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast restored thy favor, and not of those whose wrath is brought down, and not a doe who goes gray. I mean, we like to greet you in the best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world. There's no greeting that matches this greeting. This greeting was given to us by the Creator himself, and his greeting reminds us to keep the peace. It goes, it said like this, Assalamu alaikum. Simply mean God, peace be upon you. And that obligates me and you to keep the peace. And that's what, when we look in the sky, we see the peace that God provides. And he wants to provide that for us. That's why he sent these scriptures, sent these books, sent these revelations to us so we can read, so we can graduate from being a human being to being one who submits to his will as the best human being that God has created. If we fail to do that, and that's what the world is working on, us failing to do that, lead us away, making evil seem fair, making evil seem like it's the best way to go. This is Satan at his best. So we're here to get rid of Satan, bring truth forward so we can start worshiping God and being real human beings. And real human beings become brothers of each other, sisters of each other. We become honest to each other. We become respectful to each other. And once we do all of that, we become the back to being a human being and then being the most excellent human being, submitting our will to do the will of God. So we're here tonight. On the Rock Talk radio station coming out of California. Under the guidance of Hameen Muhammad, the one who was sponsored this show by Sister Claire Muhammad Temp School. And we, like we said, we hope it comes in every neighborhood where it wants to come alive, wants to come back. And in this STEM school, you can say prayers. You can thank one God. You can give credit to God. In the public school, you can better not say God. If you do, they'll run you home or give you, find you, might hang you. I don't care what they'll do. They don't want you to say in the word of God. You go along with that. They took God. How do you take God out of the situation when everybody needs the sun, the air? They don't take God out of that, but they want to take God out of the school. So how do they do that? How do they get away with that? Huh? So this world can get away with a whole lot of things, but the true believer is one who points to the problem and come out with a solution. Pray that everybody get better. We have our brother, Sujah Muhammad. He's been sick. We pray that he's better. He's got a cold. He said he really don't know what he got. But we pray that he get better and come back and join us here on this Bout Clock radio station. And so and we have others that's in the queue. If you would like to say anything, please turn on your mic one and come into the queue. I know the young man coming up a little past 8 by 8 o'clock. He said he wants to join us, so we're going to bring him on when he calls in. I'm going to bring on one of Cole's workers here, Brother Muhammad, A. Muhammad, coming out of Columbus, Georgia. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Muhammad, coming out of Columbus, Georgia.
As-salam.
Hope you and the family and everybody. Yes, sir.
Sister Daiya, and we pray Allah that Brother Sujah be feeling better, getting better, inshallah. You know, and we know with the good help of Sister Quran, you know, inshallah, Allah will bless him. And so we thank also that Allah blesses all of us to be on this message of concern by his permission and his permission alone. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Again, we thank Allah very much for all of us. We pray Allah that there's a million of you listening to this message of concern on this blog program, inshallah, or better. Or we thank Allah for those of us who are here. Again, by his permission. We want to start off, inshallah, by just saying and bring into the reality where Allah tells everyone, O you who believe. And he's addressing the believers. And we all know that we all were created by Almighty God Allah to have a natural inclination to respond to his awareness that he has in all of us. Now we also know that he has given us an opportunity to prove, follow that natural guidance he has put in every human being for the hereafter, for a time that comes after this time we are allowed to be in this creation of the human being. And it doesn't matter what level of your belief. If you believe in a tree, it will guide you. If you believe in a dog, it will guide you. Because surely those things will fail you and encourage you to go and find the answers to your belief. Ever also, you will learn that these things cannot give you anything to strengthen your faith, though it might be of use to you in some other reality that keeps you alive to continue your journey to find your creator. So we thank Allah very much that we know that no one's being discriminated. Every human being has this in themselves. And all they have to do is fight the scheme. Now you have to fight. You have to fight the schemes of the shaitan because he has been given a permission, your belief, as you develop it, as Allah has permitted for you to, and he knows when to bring you into fullness, like we pray Allah that he has done to those of us of the Islamic faith. This is a favor to all human beings waiting for you to come and get it if you want. But we do have to ask ourselves, are you a acceptor of this guidance from your Creator, Almighty God, Allah? Or are you a rejecter? And what is it in your belief that makes you cling to it for the small, almost invisible favor it might do for your need to try to find who your Creator is, to where you will accept, which by your own choice, to be a slave of something that does nothing for you, but let you suffer from the cold, suffer from hunger, suffer from companionship, suffer from community life, whatever degree your belief is. You will suffer if you do not hear and obey what Almighty God, Allah, has given us before we even came into this reality of being on this planet Earth, being a human being, etc. So the destiny is in our hand by Allah's permission. But we have to ask ourselves, are we acceptors or rejectors of this guidance? As those before us, when Allah gave the world what they call in their understanding, the light of their world, their time, of the revelation that was sent to them. And we know that Prophet Isa, so they said he was the light of the world, of their world, to Almighty God Allah for that. But we know now in this final light on the truth, the whole truth that's in this final revelation, the light of the Quran will be the last light that will guide us to this guidance and keep us on the straight way if we want it. But again, let's talk about our time period. As of the day, what child Allah permits to come into this world, in most cases, that child will not live no more than about 120 years by Allah's permission and his mercy, if he so see in their destiny to live that long. And then we look back and subtract our age from the same 120 years we had, so we can gauge how much we believe and how far our beliefs of the past and the belief that we have now, how they are helping us to submit to Al-Islam, to strive to put our will in the will of the Creator, of the will. So we know now in this time we can measure and be honest with ourselves, God willing, inshallah. What are we rejecting in the clear guidance that Almighty God Allah has given us for us to be where we are today? To have our children where they are today. To have our grandchildren, great-grandchildren in the position where they are today. They only have a short time to learn and apply the whole truth and none but the truth into their deeds and actions in order to be at peace with themselves in their time, our time, and the time of all those who are within that 120-something years cycle of life that we have now in our reality. We have to learn and ask for mercy from Almighty God, Allah, because of what your belief is. If you believe in a tree, like I said before, if you believe in a duck, what are you rejecting even with those beliefs that is keeping you in hell and keeping you from having what Brother Akbar was saying, peace on this earth? Something that the human family has been aware of since our creation in Adam. We know that we have been striving for peace on earth because we know that Shaitan, the open enemy to the peace on this earth, bombarding those who have a belief other than the belief of one God, which is already in us, and the angels and the other things in creation, has always been here pointing to us that there's only one creator, one unity of creation, and that we were standing outside of it by our choice of our parents, who did not, for whatever reason, also rejected certain guidance from Almighty God Allah that was clear. They just had to be strong and firm to it. But now that we are into the final revelation, we must recognize and accept that we also, but sincerely ask for forgiveness, because we are of the rejectors. There's no way in the world that this wonderful favor from Almighty God Allah that's here for all of humanity, regardless of what they believe in. Because at any time they want to, they can come and have equal peace, freedom, justice, equality with the believers. All they have to do is develop their belief to the one God and reject the false reality, false benefits that has been given them, and come to their intelligent guidance of the heart and become to get more unified like they see everything else in creation. And it's open to everybody. So again, we want to make sure that we see the degree our disbelief can be measured and see the reward and the hell that it gives us now and how much hell we're going to get later on. But again, our Creator said, all you who believe, hear and obey. And that is the key to the success of the believers. And we have history in the Quran, in the final revelation, from Adam to now, to let us know every trick, scheme, idea Shaitan has tried on the human man to make him deviate to knowing that, and all we had to do is apply it and just say no to anything that deviates from the commands and the guidance of Almighty God Allah. That's all. It's very simple. But first, we have to come out of this state of lostness. Like, again, we have been warned in the final revelation. Because Allah said, you're forgetting your natural inclination, following it in the example of Ibrahim and others, messengers and prophets of God, you are doing it because you are listening to the Shaitan in your own soul. And you're holding on to what you know is a false belief. It's only a creation, not a belief. And you are not to worship creation. It can give you nothing because it will run over you. It will get you out of its way because it will not let you interfere with its natural inclination also, to hear and obey. So how much of a degree are we going to be honest to ourselves? See, if we're not honest to ourselves, we're not going to be honest to each other. And Shaitan fans it like the flame of disunity. And that's why even when we're telling the truth to each other, we don't believe. Because we will accept it then, the psychology of it, since we know it's not coming from the natural inclination of the letter, know that it's coming from Almighty God Allah. Anyway, oh, then we're ready to buck it. We want to be right then. We want to be self-righteous. Oh, man, I know you're lying, blah, 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 etc. So we must become more aware. Are we acceptors of the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or are we rejecters? And it does not have any color. It has no authority, special this, no special that. It's an opportunity as a favor from the creator of all the world, because this will be the last light of this reality that we live in, the Quran. And we will have one more example, human example, something that we can identify with on how to accept or reject the test has in this great opportunity to see the next life in peace. Salutations. The best of food, the best of whatever he has for us that he's already implied. It is so much better than this world here. So we pray Allah that we be honest with ourselves. And I think we should ask ourselves every chance that Allah blesses us to have the memory to do so. Are we acceptors, the one who has control over everything we need and everything that we think we need and everything that we don't need? He's the creator of it. We can bring this to a peaceful, as they say, cooperation anytime that we want to. All we have to do is be honest. In the English translation, they say sincere. Establish a type of degree of sincerity to where we believe in Allah and not creation, some other creation, or a bunch of creations, but accept the oneness that we have been created in, and strive for the one thing that is a natural in all of us, and that's to believe for the hereafter. We ain't got but 120-year cycle that repeats itself over and over again. And we always leave some grandchildren or some great-grandchildren to where we're always in a constant responsibility of providing for the believers that comes after us, and make sure that they have a halal or a permitted way of life waiting on them when they get here. And it's open to everybody. But we have to save our own soul first. And when I say that, I'm talking about those who have already given the opportunity by Almighty God, Allah, behind of our efforts to find out this natural inclination, and it has brought us to the conclusion that there's only one creator. And we have submitted to it, and we have bear witness to it, and we're trying to live and follow the guidance that it gives us for our destiny. Thank Allah much for this opportunity to be of this message of concern. And we pray Allah that all of us are messages to each other. Even those of you who worship a dog, there's a message that we exchange that will save each other's life. Or what you show me what I should not do, I can tell you about it and tell you why you shouldn't do it. But cannot coerce you, cannot force you, cannot trick you into doing what you already have the ability to do yourself. Almighty God Allah says, save your own soul first, obeying what you hear me command to you. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon us. Back to you, Brother Akbar. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad. Hey, Muhammad. I'm with God. May Allah continue to bless you, brother. I'm yours.
Why bring
a young man on? I'm going to bring two jobs. Brother Suja. I see him in the queue. Brother Suja. He got his hands raised. Brother Suja.
Assalamualaikum.
Salam.
Alhamdulillah. You can bring the young brother on, and I can come after him. No problem.
Okay. No problem. Okay. Okay. Glad to hear.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, now I'm going to bring up a young man, Brother Rakib. Now, she is the son of Sister Adrian, Dr. Adrian. I'm going to bring him up and then talk to him. And I'm going to bring two jobs. Brother Rakib, are you there?
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu, you got 15
minutes. Thank you. I hope to be a witness in the name of Allah, the creator of creation, the one who organic the world, the universe, everything that we see, he has created. In our mind, and everything that we see, he has created in our eyes. He is Rabbil Alameen. He is the Lord of all worlds, and he is the Lord of every creature and life form that he puts upon the earth. He is Allah. He is the provider, and yet he is the provider for all, and yet he does not need provided to provide for himself. He gives all of his creatures rest and sleep, though he does not sleep. He is the Lord of all the worlds. He is the one who sent all of the prophets to the people, and we know the last prophet that he has sent is Prophet Muhammad. May Allah have peace and blessings be upon him. And for us to say that any prophet will come and be the last prophet of our Lord is to take our declaration of faith away from the faith. We bear witness. I bear witness openly and secretly that there's one God for God. And I openly bear witness that Muhammad Ibn Abdullah from Saudi Arabia is the last and final prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no more prophets. Allah has said, so this day I have perfected your religion, al-Islam. I have named you Muslim to submit to my will. Though we know Allah has given us freedom of will. And we know with freedom comes responsibility. Responsibility comes with accountability. For one, wages of sin is death. And one wages of sin is Allah's mercy and forgiveness upon his servant and his soul. Know that Shaitan is a disturber. Shaitan takes away al-Islam. Why and how? He takes away it by, he don't want you peaceful. Allah has given us a religion that named it peace. And we know from our community and some of our homes, and our communities and our nation and other nations all need is peace. So Satan looks for ways to disturb the peace. And he gives you his gifts of jealousy and envy. He gives you his gifts of my hair is longer than the other girl hair. My shoes cost more than the other man's shoes. He's a Muslim, and he cannot talk to a Christian. And he's a Christian, and he cannot talk to a Muslim. Or he's a Jew, and he cannot talk to a Muslim. So he gives us all these gifts. But one thing he gives us It gives us a feeling. A feeling. And the feeling that he gives us is evil eye. Or he makes us unaware of good nature. Or he makes us unaware of a natural way of life. So he gives us a feeling that could be controlled only by our submission. Because we cannot fight Satan by ourselves. Allah made us to fight Satan with Allah and the angels and with each other, with each other. But he gives us this feeling of discomfort. He gives us a feeling of paranoia. He gives us all these gifts. All of these gifts jeopardize the mental state, the physical state, and the spiritual state of us as a human being family, us as a nation, us as Muslims, Mu'minuns, Muhajideen, Khalifs, whatever degree we find ourselves trying to please our Lord and the name that's suitable for our character. Our character, we claim it as believers. Satan want to disturb you. He don't want you comfortable. He wants you to fight each other. He want anger to be produced. He want the youth to kill each other. He want the mosques to be separate from each other because of the different schools of thoughts or the different prayers that we say upon each other. We say to our prophet, he want to take us away from unity. But when we find unity, we are find peace. When we unify with humans, when we identify with people as Muslims, as humans, we say Muslim because we know the believer says Muslim because the believer knows that nothing Allah creates in this world or in the heavens do not submit to Allah. We know by the circumstances and situations that we have adapted to in America and throughout the world that this transgressive mental, spiritual nature of improper worship takes a big part of ourselves and a toll on humanity. So the world is looking for answers. The political politicians are looking for answers. The police officers are looking for answers. The community leaders are looking for answers. And we have tried to worship Christ. And we have been in the same condition, the same environment having changed, the same condition, and have not changed anything. And they tried other gods. And those gods have did nothing but disrupt the peace from other people for our unity. They have separated gangs. They have separated man and wife. They have separated children and parents. They have separated everything and every human form that Allah give us a character to perform our characters on ourselves. In our family, in our ummah, it restricts it. It takes it away. Some of us become so fidgetive, face jump, our hands twitch. And it's not because of a sickness. It's because of our submission. It takes us out of our nature. We want to be able to provide the world's peace. And our own nation, America, and be able to utilize the peace of El Islam to solve all problems. They're the ones who understand our religion and faith. And I'm still studying. I'm quite sure that we're all still studying. This religion is a studied religion. Allah says to the one, the thief, He says to the thief, the one who takes, he says, cut his hand off. He said, cut his hand off. We see that a lot of stirring punishment. But then we see, if we continue reading, we see Allah says, if he repents and admit his ways, then he shows him mercy and let him be. Our characters and our communities and outside of our communities and our nation have become so transgressive until we become transgressors or hypocrites or unbrotherly towards our own brothers and sisters. We cannot make it to our gates of paradise with this mentality. We can't make it to paradise with our attitudes every single day. After prayer, attitude. In society, attitude. Wherever we at, they have an attitude. We are the peacemakers of the world. We are the peacemakers of the world. Allah then instructs us. He said, for murder, for unintentional murder, he said, fast for 60 days. 60 days. That's more like attempt murder, or more like you took someone's life. You might have been in a shootout and hit an innocent bystander, or you might have just killed someone. It wasn't your intentions, but you had to defend yourself. The law says fast for 60 days. We see our justice system don't apply with this method. They give our young brothers 25, 30, 50, 100 years. Some judges lose their mind and say 200 years as if individual are going to live 200 years. But this is to intimidate the ones around him or the ones who hear the verdict. For intimidation, reasons, and purpose. But we see that we need a law that defines mental behavior, physical behavior, spiritual behavior, and we find that our Constitution agrees with this Sharia law. But we find that this law is not being practiced. Because we find our law makers utilizing Shaitan, whether it's racial profile, or whether it's hatred, the envy or jealousy for African Americans in America. We see that it is not being accepted as a promise.
Yeah.
It's not being accepted as a promise towards us as being, as they say, civilians. As I say, Americans. Americans. It's not being practiced upon us.
Okay.
So. So we see what's being practiced. And we see that the care for it is peace. It's Islam. El-Islam. It's El-Islam. You found so much peace and unification. Our dear brother Harun, may Allah have peace and blessings be upon him. He was a peacemaker. Harun was a peacemaker. There was so many wars going on in these streets that nobody would know about until they turn on the news. And when they turn on the news, they see the wars from all blood that's been shed in America. But Allah had blessed him to utilize El-Islam unity. The unity. He blessed him with this unity so that he could use this unity to help people and bring peace towards help people and bring peace towards people's hearts, their minds, their community, and their society. Allah blessed him to do that. We have another brother who have, named Brother Stone, have taken this great position, this good position, to utilize, to help the people, to utilize peace and to be a voice for people who cannot talk, And may Allah protect him and bless him and help him and help us to bring people more together. Unity. But when we find unity, you find peace. It's like a husband and wife arguing. When you find a more unity with a husband and wife, you find peace. Now, we have to utilize this to society and society because society needs peace. We need unity. Our neighbors need to be able to account, especially on a Muslim. If my neighbor's next door and they know they have a Muslim neighbor, they'll sleep so much better. So much better. To the ones who understand and know this religion. Now we're being attacked. We're being attacked as Muslims. We're being attacked. We're being followed. We're being harassed. We're being ambushed. We're being attacked. Muslim countries, we're also being attacked in America. I was on a train, and a Muslim sister had a kimar on, and some man stood up, and he said, "Don't you be saying Allahu Akbar over here." Now I wasn't with the sister, but I was in the middle of the train and overheard. So I jumped up, went in front of the sister. I said, "Allahu Akbar." So the man pulled out a knife. Told him, I said, "Don't bring no knife to no gunfight." So as I told him this, and I'm talking, we was getting attacked. I'm talking about the half of the train and was just riding with the brother because sister had, I ain't had a kufi on. I get more hatred with a kufi on, and I love the brothers who wear kufis. They wear kufis and dope. I love y'all brothers. But y'all really getting the evil eyes. Really getting the evil eyes, the hatred. You really feel it. It makes our faith stronger. Makes us stronger. But the half of the train stood up and was trying to attack us. Now, if I had to kill, I didn't want to kill anyone. But if I had to, I would have unloaded that thing until there was no more in it. Because the mentality that is utilized in the ignorance, the lack of peace into people's mentalities and their minds against Al-Islam. And we know we have we had these movies. This movie come on TV on Netflix called Fadu, FAUDA, and it makes Muslim, good Muslim, look like they just terrorists. We have not yet attacked Hollywood the same way they're attacking us. Tell them stop producing these movies. And if we had a lawyer, a good lawyer, we would get a lump sold to this wealth. Porn, we're being attacked by porn. There's Muslim brothers and sisters on porn sites. And these are attacked to play all the ignorance inside of the mentality of the society and the public. So that when they look at Islam, this is to break the peace. They look at us as terrorists. What does sister look like when she got no clothes on? So it's attacking our women? What is this child saying at school? Why is his prayers different? So freedom of religion is not respected even in our own country, even though it's the Constitution. The same way that our unjust system is, that's not being utilized for justice, inequality. The same way the wealth is in America. This is something that politicians know, the Europeans know, and they're being affected by it. Because when that water goes up, that hill, it gets everything from the bottom on up. So they're being affected by it as well. But they're not reacting upon it as we react upon ignorance in our homes and in our streets and being attacked. And one of the main reasons, because the society is not being educated about Islam. They see a brother with a kufi in a thobe on, automatic, they're going to show him inferiority or they're going to show him hatred. And don't play, they got a skit on Facebook with a Muslim with a thobe and a kufi throwing a backpack. He's playing, but he don't even say a lot of words, but he just throw it. And everybody just get up and start running. We're not barbarian savages to society. We ain't war mongers. We ain't savages. But they have traded every ignorance with the enemy, our open enemy, Shaitan, and it had backfired on us. It had backfired on us until it destroys our mental mind. And some of us think we crazy. As many times we getting looked at and evil-eyed and harassed and watched, kind of make you kind of a little out there. But Allah keeps you, your sanity. That it increases our faith to the ones who are strong. And the ones that's not, it's our duty to help them get strong as a concrete structure. And we move forward any means. Not to the point where we stay behind. This ain't no stay behind religion. Allah said he has perfected our religion. He has named us Muslim. And he has perfected our religion of Islam. It is peace. Inner peace, outer peace, soul peace, consciousness of a peace of mind. Consciousness of oneself, one order, one community, and our nation. That we are dying for. America is dying for peace. Now, we can't be worried about the warmongers and all of the ignorance that's being brought into our community. No, we stand together in solidarity with good people, and we unify ourselves, whether they're Christians or Jews. We're not the Christian judge. Allah is the judge. We're not the Jews' judges. Allah is the judge. And we are not the Muslim judge. Allah is the judge, period. And we unify. We unify ourselves with those who want the life that we want to live. We want Allah, that it says in form of scripture, his will would be done. In the kingdom as it shall be done on earth, as it is in paradise. What is Allah's will? What is his order? His order is to believe in him, to worship him, and to follow his order. That's his will. What is his praise? His praise is how we follow the order. What is the prayer? The prayer is but to unify ourselves. Rasulullah did this. It unified a lot of people that was on the same path as him. Even if he had to go
even when he went to the Christian. A lot of us don't like to hear this, but he went to the Christian because the Muslims wouldn't protect him. So he went to the Christians, and then they try to ambush the Christian king, and he said, ain't no difference in your religion and my religion than a hair, not even a hair. And they protected him and the believers. The same way that slavery was trying to be abolished in America, and the same way good Europeans, Chinese, Africans, African Americans, they all utilized the Underground Railroad for us to be safety. And if that wasn't utilized, that would be here. So Allah utilized peace to bring unity, forgiveness, and for us to utilize and understand why we here. We not here to be husband and wife. We not here to be your friend. We not here for none of that. We here to worship Allah. And how do we worship Allah? By following his order. By following his order. That's a gift. Because he gave us life. Then he didn't bless it, the believers, the ones who are believers, the ones that say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, La ilaha illallah, Isa alayhi salam, La ilaha illallah, Musa alayhi salam, La ilaha illallah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, La ilaha illallah, Yusra alayhi salam. He put us here for that oath and for us to utilize his oath to make the world a better place. Even as that song go, I'm a little Muslim child, covered all over is my staff. But we are here not for the reasons we think we are. And when Satan break our peace, he take our minds away. Takes our minds away. Our wives ain't supposed to be mad at us. Our husband's not supposed to be mad at us. We're human, yeah. But we forgive, love each other, and get back home. Forgiveness comes with change. It doesn't come with the same aggression over and over and over again. That's Satan. That's not Islam. That's not Muslim. We have to build our character to a better character, not just on his phone either. That's myself included. I talk about myself. I talk about anybody. But we have to utilize ourselves first to become peaceful. But as a community, I ain't saying just a community. It's just this Atlanta Masjid, this Western Masjid, this El Baina Masjid, this the Nation Masjid, this the First Baptist Church. I'm saying as a community, a ummah, to understand you are human first. You are human. You're human. You eat, sleep, and same way as everybody else. You human. You human. And if you can't live with peace, you can't live. Allah talks about the mischief maker in the Quran, the one who schemes, the jinns. They took it, Allah had made them a human being, but they took it that human being nature and made themselves on fire. Grouchy. Aggravating. Ready to kill, murder, hatred, envy. To the point where sometimes they lock themselves in a room with darkness, just keep darkness on them. And when the light hits, they lose their mind. We're not them type of people. We're not mischief makers. We're not them type of people. We're good people. We're good people. And it's our duty. It's our duty to get out of these masjids and do dawah. And do dawah. And talk to the people. Even if you buy a Muslim journal, stop buying one Muslim journal. You've been buying one Muslim journal for 10 years. Buy two or three, four, and give a paper to your neighbor. Go down the street to a house that you see. I stay in the same neighborhood. I like this house. It's a beautiful house. I just always pass it. I stay over here. I'm such and such and such and such. I just want to give you this paper. They say, they don't tell you thank you. Oh, you Muslim? So It's our duty to utilize our religion. Our religion. One of the prayers that Rasulullah said, may the people ahead of me understand this religion better than us. This religion is peace. And it's your duty and your job to help your brothers and your sisters. If they're not, you pull them out. Pull them out of their wrong. Pull them out their wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with a little shake-up. Ain't nothing wrong with shaking us up. I'd better for us to shake up than Allah. If Allah shake us up, it's over with, brother. It's over with. We don't want the curse on us. We don't want that curse. We don't want it. We want to be able to establish our ummah, our community. We want to be able to establish right here in America like everybody else then establish themselves in America. And we want to be able to stand in solidarity against Shaitan. If they talk in the gospel, I stand in solidarity with them. If they talk the Torah, I'm going to stand in solidarity with them. And I'm going to help. And that doesn't mean that we weak and soft. Because we go ahead by any means. But if our religion talks of peace in its name, peace, then we must practice it amongst each other so that we can give it to society. Because they done made us fools, brothers and sisters. Okay. They done made us fools. They got movies after movies after movies, and it's just in the people's minds. Let's not talk about the military minds when they come back and deploy themselves. Half of them are not being even psychiatrically evaluated. They just coming in, and they see a Muslim sister, or they see a brother, and trust me, their eyes aren't pleasant. Their eyes aren't pleasant. And you had this foolishness, this filth, this disgracefulness movies coming out. And what you think their minds are thinking? They going to be friendly? No. They're ready to mess their minds up. I stay in the military community, but like every other person is in the military. Oh, they are outside of the military. And I'll tell you, I'm the only person pick up trash. I got an elder lady across the street from me. I started taking her. She can't walk that good. You know, Lord, give her good health. She's on a breathing machine. But I started, you know, just to know her. I started taking the trash out. You know, the trash come out, I go, take a trash. She saw me doing it. They stay two doors down from me. So she starts taking it out. So then another neighbor said, you know, before you got over here, he didn't do none of this stuff. But they learn from good people. They learn from good people. But the eyes, the evil eyes, oh, I get them. I get them 27/7. I get them. But Allah, I know Allah protects me. And he sent me Angel Mikael and his host to devour them jinn. And he destroyed them by Allah's command. Allahu Akbar. All praises be to Allah, Lord and cherisher and sustainer of all the world. So let's utilize each other to become stronger. Let's unify ourselves. Ain't nothing wrong with that. When I talk good and you do good, you're going to be attacked. They're going to attack you. They're going to come after you. With everything they got, they're going to put their money together. They're going to throw shots at you like BB guns. Some be real shots. They're going to do anything they can to take you off of your path. Thinking about them, you should be thinking about Allah. And they're going to try you and try you and try you. The youth, they're not transgressors as society puts them. They just adapting to the environment. They want peace, too. But ain't no way they can get it because ain't nobody talking to them about it. You got gangs. You got the leaders of the gangs. They taking their shahadas. They Muslim. Part of the structure of the gangs should be Islam. If they following the leader, part of Christ, Christianity, they following their follower, who they follow is Christ, they should be worshiping Allah.
All right, man.
Allahu Akbar, but they ain't going to know it until we utilize Islam. We got to teach it to them.
Okay.
And some of us, we got some good stories, brothers. We used to be in gangs ourselves. Some of us used to be some of the worstest women out here. Some of us used to be some of the worstest men out here. We like Hamza, like not Hamza. One who hated Rasulullah, hated Islam. He was one of the, he became one of the best Muslims. The best Muslims. So it's our duty to use what Allah then gave us, how he helped us to help us without being egotistic, cocky. I'm better than this person. No, you're not. You might know some more, but we all eat, sleep, and use the restroom the same way. We should be able to come together and unify ourselves with those who unify ourselves, themselves with righteousness. Allah is the judge. Allah is the judge, and we have to be able to utilize it to help society. America needs Islam. They begging for it, brother. It's the fastest growing religion. Why do you think it's the fastest growing religion? They can't keep on. They can't run to Christ. They can't ask Christ. Muhammad, Noah, anybody they trying to follow, they can't ask them for forgiveness. They don't have the power. They don't have the power. They can't ask them for gratitude. They don't have that power. They can't ask them for nothing. Even though, I want you to think about this, dear beloved brothers and sisters, even though they worshiping Christ, Allah is still in control. Even though they say prayers in Christ's name, Allah is still in control. Allah is Allah. He allows them to make mistakes, especially if no one is trying to pull them out the wrong. We are not to become transgressors, and we are definitely not to become hypocrites. Then our ummah, let us tighten our ranks so that Shaitan will not come between us, and so that we can get this peace Allah has promised us, not just when we die. Get this peace on this earth. We don't follow disbelief. They disbelievers are looking for a way to come to believe. They don't want that feeling on them. They sick, they tired of it. They want it off of them.
At the time, bro.
And it's our duty. The nature Allah has given us, a good nature, it's a beautiful feeling. It's a feeling that that's appreciative between the soul and the body. And we know that the soul belongs to Allah. We know that our bodies belongs to Allah. And we know that Shaitan utilizes the crookedness in our heart, corruption of our heart, to define who we are. And we know that utilizes the corrupted mind. Even though we know the soul belongs to Allah, we mislead it. And that's the fire of hell. If I said anything that offended anyone, it was not my intention. And I asked Allah for forgiveness, and I asked him for forgiveness for those who I've hurt. But if I said anything to help the mentality of the mind, the body, and the soul, all praise is due to Allah, Lord and Cherisher, Sustainer of all the worlds. I come to you in peace, and I leave with you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam. Thank you, young man.
Assalam.
Assalam. All right, well. Good talk. Okay, you hang on. Right. Hang around. I'm going to bring the other speaker up, and we ain't going to delay it. Brother Suja Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Well, look at my salam.
You got it.
I don't know. Oh, okay. All right, then. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there is only one God. And I testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. And I also give all the believers the greeting of peace. As-salamu alaykum. Y'all had to excuse me because I don't know, it's just like a flu, but I don't think it's the flu, and I don't think it's the virus, you know, but it got me coughing and breathing hard sometimes I feel real like all my energy is out of me. But I'm doing okay. I'm gonna keep on going.
I won't wait for it.
And yes. And just bear witness a little bit. I listened to Brother Waqi, and that's type of fire is rouse you. It makes you want to say something. You know, and that's what we need, especially among our young brothers and sisters, and the future. When we see the future is going to be all right, then we can relax a little bit. We can relax a little bit. So all praises be to Allah. Pray that the brother stay on it, and develop. And have the freedom and the peace to develop his own understanding. You know, I told my children, I say, you can read the Holy Quran, 12 of you all, and read one ayat, and out of that one ayat, each one of you all can get a different point of view, and each point of view could be right. Because that's God's word. That's divine. You know, nobody can speak in absolute when they speak from the Holy Quran, when they present God's word. Only God is absolute. You know, what he say is all in all. It's the final. You know, what we say, you know, somebody else can come up with another view. You know, and we got to understand that. And that'll kill all that envy and jealousy. You know. And Allah shows us how dangerous that envy and jealousy there in the Bible. When one brother killed his brother. You know. Also it shows us in the Quran what jealousy can do. You know, Joseph. You know, the brothers want to kill him, throw him down in the bottom of the well. You know, jealousy is a dangerous thing, very dangerous. When you're jealous of something that a person done developed and they're walking with it, you know, and talking with it, and we talking about the truth now. You know, walking with the truth and talking with the truth, everybody can't do that. Everybody can't handle the truth. Like the brother said, you can't stand the truth. Everybody can't handle the truth. But the truth is the word of God. God asked the question, is there any other truth than his truth? There is no other truth other than God's truth. You see? And the truth can be proven. The truth can be proven. But a lie cannot be proven. You can't. Only thing you can do is tell another lie and another lie. But you can't prove the truth. Matter of fact, the truth would run. I mean, you can't prove a lie. The truth can run down a lie. You know. And the Quran says that we hurl the truth at falsehood, and it knocked out its brain. You know. Say when the believer hear the truth, they know the truth. When they hear it, they know that ain't something that, you know, that's saying something there. That's the way the truth is. I mean, it's a powerful thing and a beautiful thing that takes away the fear from you when you stand up with truth. Makes no difference who the opposition is. When you know you're right, when you know that what you're saying is the truth, it don't make no difference how big the opposition is, or how strong the opposition is, or how intellectual the opposition is, or how rich the opposition is. It don't make no difference. The truth stands alone. So we are Muslims, and we are here to bear witness to the truth. So we talk about images in the religion, false worship. We tell you what the psychologist says, that one of the main reasons of mental illnesses is false worship. These are people that have studied the word and studied the truth. And they found out that one of the main causes of people going crazy is false worship. You know? Anytime an individual tell you that they know the nature of God, that's a lie. Nobody know the nature of God. That means you can identify God. When you say you know the nature of a thing, you know its origin. We have the word Allah Akbar. Allah is greater. Greater than what? Anything that you can imagine. He's well greater than that. You got people trying to tell us who God is. That's impossible, brothers and sisters. Let me just use a little sign, and I learned this, and I learned this from the Imam. He said that everything in creation is the word, and a word is anything that brings a picture to your mind through your five senses. That's a word. And you got to use something out of creation in order to communicate. You can't communicate unless you use something out of creation. I don't care if it's sign language or whatever you use. You got to use something out of creation to make me see what you're talking about. To convey an idea to me. A picture to me. the creation is that which we use to make us see. Tree, apple. You can see all these things when I call them out. Cow, horse. You can visualize. You can see these things. And when I say you can see these things, you see every word that I'm saying, and it's bringing a picture to your mind, and you analyze, and you know what I'm talking about. If I say God, you can't visionize anything. If I say God, you can't see nothing. If you kind of tell me that you see Jesus, then I know something wrong with you. Excuse me. The Bible say no man have seen God. No man have seen God. That's in the Bible. No man have seen God. And also it says in the Bible that if you see God, you will die. That's in the Bible, brothers and sisters. I'm talking to the Christian mainly. That's in the Bible. So if you see God, you will die. But from what I just explained to you earlier, let you know why you can't see God. Because there's nothing in creation, all the way down to the atom, the smallest thing that you can, there's nothing that can give you a picture or idea of God. Because of the way we communicate is using something in creation. Y'all following me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. You got to use something out of creation in order to convey a picture. And there's nothing in creation that you can use to give you a picture or idea or description of God. Because God is like nothing in creation. He's independent. There's nothing in creation that is about God that is used in order to describe him. They say that God is a spirit. That's not true, brothers and sisters. We can, the average Muslim can prove to them that God is not spirit. Spirit is part of creation. There's good spirit and bad spirit. They say that the jinn is a spirit. That's in the Quran. They got to tell us that the jinn is Satan. See, I hear people, Muslims, say that. When I went into that masjid, all I could feel was jinns. I felt jinns in that masjid. They trying to tell us that God is a spirit, and then they trying to tell us that the jinn is Satan. You see how crazy that is? Remember, Iblis told God that after God asked him, why is it you don't bow down when I command you And Iblis said that because I'm better than he. And when he disobeyed, he became Satan. God didn't create Satan. It's Iblis' disobedience what brought about Satan, not God. All this can be proven, brothers and sisters. I had to listen to my son or my children, my daughter, and things. They can bring my things where it make me see clearly. You know. Only thing I can do is give you some of the things that I learned from the email. And I held on to it. I held on to it until I'm able to use it whenever I want to use it and talk about it and explain it. See, the Quran is a book that you got to apply. You got to apply God's word. You got to use it in your marriage life, in your business life, and all aspects of your life. You see? I'm going to read a little bit from the Holy Quran, then I'm going to close up. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Starting at Surah 2, Ayah 81. Nay, those who seek gain in evil are girded around by their sin. They are companions of the fire. Therein shall they abide forever. But those who have faith and work righteousness, they are companions of the God. Therein shall they abide forever. And remember, we took a covenant from the children of Israel in this effect: worship none but Allah. Treat with kindness your parents and kindred and orphans and those in need. Speak fair to the people. Be steadfast in prayer and practice regular charity. Then did ye turn back, except a few among you, and ye backslide even now. And remember, we took your covenant to this effect. Shed no blood amongst you. Not turn out your own people from your homes. And this ye solemnly ratify. And through this you can bear witness. After this, it is ye, the same people who slay among yourselves and banish a party of you from your home, assist their enemy against them in guilt and transgression. And if they come to you as captives, you ransom them, though it was not lawful. These are the people who buy the life of this world at the price of the hereafter. The penalty shall not be like, nor shall they be held. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. So brothers and sisters, Allah make it plain to us that we have to apply this book. We have to apply this book. We can't say that we believe and then reject faith. You can't say that. You can't get the understanding. You get the light, and then you and then you cut it off. You go into darkness. You push the darkness rather than pushing the light, keeping the light on. You know, and if you do use the light, just like Brother Rocky said, they go people dislike that. They don't like the light. When Lot was bringing the truth to the people that rushed his house, when the angels, two angels that looked like men, came to their house, and the gay peoples came there running in, rushing in there where you was at. And Lot said, you know, won't you be interested? Won't you marry my daughters? And they said, you know, we don't have no need for your daughters. You know very well what we want. You know. And they told Lot that your problem is that you all you want to be is righteous. You see, so when we tell the truth, you know, you gonna get some opposition. When you stand up for truth and righteousness, you know, even on a job sometimes, a person sees where all the other employees have been cheated by something. And they stand up and tell the truth because they see it. You know, they attack that person. They attack him because he stood up for truth. So what I'm saying is that when we what we are doing, we are volunteering. All this reading and studying and talking that we're doing, this is volunteer work. And we're using the truth. But Shaitan is getting put out of business with this truth that we're using. Because you got more and more people is almost repeating what we're saying. I see it on the YouTube and different places. I see preachers getting up in the rostrum saying exactly what, maybe what Akbar said, or what Raqib said, or what Muhammad said. You see, they're saying the exact thing. So the truth that we are putting out there is effective. It's effective, and is remaking this world. Because when it's out there, the more they try to prove that it's not the truth, the more Allah said that he perfects his light. So, brothers and sisters, Allahu Akbar, came to you in peace, leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Alhamdulillah. Well, we got a few seconds. Everybody want to ask you a question? Just raise your hand. I'll ask the young brother, Brother Muhammad, he's gone. So any question? If you don't, we're just going to close out. See no one raise their hand. So, Sujah, will you close up in prayer, please?
Yes. Yes, sir. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful master of this day of judgment, thee alone do we worship and thy name do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and mercy, not of those whom thou wrath about now, nor of those who are astray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, everybody. See everybody starting at 7 p.m. every 6 days a week from Saturday to Friday to Thursday. We hope everybody enjoyed what we heard tonight. May Allah continue to bless us all. Bring a guest back. If you find 10 or 20 of them, bring them back. We thank you for listening. We greet you in the greatest greeting of all the greetings of As-salamu alaykum.
Well, thank you, Master Lamb. Hello, Akbar.
Always, man.